Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host and producer this evening, Logan Landers, and joining me as always to discuss the 2024 Sugar Bowl preview and our keys to victory, as always, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. How are you doing this afternoon, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Logan Landers? Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir, and Merry Christmas to you as well, and to all of our fans out there watching on our Facebook or on YouTube, or if you download our podcast, thank you very much for that. You can check us out on any major podcast streaming platform. Well, Vincent, it's time. We are almost there. Texas and Washington is going to be a great game. We're going to talk about our keys to victory and which team could win this one. So, as we know, we're going to start off with the Texas Longhorns, the number three ranked team in the country, currently 12-1 on the season. That one loss coming to Oklahoma, fell in that one 34-30. But other than that, they have beaten every other opponent. Some notable wins they've had this year: beat Oklahoma State 49-21. They beat Kansas 40-14, and of course, the big one that everyone's been talking about: they beat Alabama 34-24 back in week two of the season. When you look at Texas, your eyes immediately go to their quarterback position and a man who helped beat Alabama and who's looked really, really good this year, and that's Quinn Ewers. Throwing the ball for over 3,000 yards at a 70% completion percentage. He's got 21 touchdowns, 6 INTs, has been sacked 25 times this season. So Ewers has looked great. He has looked every bit the part that Texas has wanted him to be. And unfortunately, if it wasn't for that injury last year, we know then – Texas could have been doing this maybe last year, but back fully healthy, ready to roll. And Quinn Ewers has looked every bit the part of a dominant quarterback at the University of Texas. Now, the running game, of course, you led by a few really solid players. You got Jonathan Brooks, who's ran the ball for over 1,000 yards on the year. He's got 10 TDs. C.J. Baxter, who's behind him, he's ran the ball for over 500 yards, closing in on 600. Jadon Blue, 339 on the ground. Texas is a sneaky good run team, Vincent. They've got 26 touchdowns on the ground, closing in on 2,500 yards, and they average around 5 yards a carry, so they can definitely get it done. Of course, when you look at the receiving core, you got Xavier Worthy, who is a guy who, I mean, he is every bit as good as you think he is, and then some. 73 catches, 969. He's got 5 touchdowns, but he averages 13.3 yards per catch. Adonai Mitchell behind him, 51 grabs, 813. He's got 10 touchdowns leading the team. He got some other good players like Tavion Sanders, Jordan Whittington, some other good ones like Gunnar Helm, Jonathan Brooks. The list can go on and on. Texas is looking locked and loaded as a team on offense. They average 36 points a game, and they can get it done. I mean, they've gotten 55 touchdowns on the season. And then, I mean, when you look at Texas, they can really – put up some points in bunches. I mean, like I said, we look at who all they've beaten this year and the amount of points they've had. Their lowest scoring game, they got the win against Iowa State. Final score in that one, 26-16. But other than that, they've been consistently putting up 30-plus points against the majority of teams that they were facing this year. And it wasn't really even close for the most part. Now, I want to hear your opinions, Vincent, on Texas and their defense. How can they stop Michael Penix Jr.?
Well, I think when you look at Texas, you got to look at their D-line. They got two players that's going to probably go real high when they come out, Mr. T'Vontae Sweat, who's Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. I really like him. He reminds me of a young man that came out, number one overall in 82 draft, Kenneth Sims, that played at Texas. A big guy that's almost 350 pounds, can move. And he's a guy that makes a lot of teams really, really tough. And then he's got his partner, Brian Murphy, too. Excellent football player. A guy that's had like 8 sacks this year. And when you look at Texas, that's where the strength of their football team is at. It's in their D-line. And think about this. Washington starting center is 283 pounds. So I'm really going to look at that matchup with Mr. Sweat and Mr. Murphy going up against Washington center, the 283-pounder.
Yes, sir. Like I said, it's going to be a fun matchup. And, of course, talking about Washington on offense, I mean, it revolves around one guy who has obviously had a great year, Heisman candidate, didn't bring home the hardware, but still a great season nonetheless. Michael Penix Jr. has had a tremendous season, throwing the ball for 4,218 yards. Every time I see that, I still can't believe it. 33 touchdowns, only 9 INTs, been sacked only 10 times this season. So he's done really well. Of course, he's the guy who runs the show. He's the one who gets things rolling on offense. He is the main guy, obviously, to circle. But watch out for Dylan Johnson. He's got 14 touchdowns on the ground this year for just over 1,000 yards on 200 carries. Solid player there. Romo Dunze, one of the best receivers in the nation. 1,428 yards for him on 81 grabs. And Jalen Polk, his partner in crime, he's got 1,000 yards on 60 catches. Both those guys have combined for over 20-plus touchdowns. So they've got some really solid players, Vincent, on offense. And I always like to look at the kicking game, too, when it comes to both these teams. For Washington, you got Grady Gross, 58-58. That's perfect for the extra points. But for field goals, 13-17. He's missed a couple, three of them coming from 30-39, and one of them coming from 40-49. So something to potentially look out for in this matchup. But we know that, you know, obviously Washington, they're not shy about putting up points. They are a team who can put up points in bunches. That's why they're undefeated. You know, that's why they average 37.7 yards, or excuse me, points per game. They can get it done. They have a tremendous offense. And Michael Penix Jr. has really had a coming out party in 2023. So, Vincent, what can the Washington Huskies defense do to stop the high-powered attack of Texas?
Well, you're looking at their defensive line. It's led by Braylon Trice, NFL draft prospect. On the year, he had 41 tackles, 5 sacks. He had over 13 tackles for a loss. He's a guy that's going to bring a lot of stability. But when you look at Texas, and you mentioned the weapons they got, they got on the outside, I like the Washington secondary. Jabbar Muhammad is an excellent football player. Dominique Hampton is a very good football player. And Elijah Jackson, I think with the combos, those three players, Washington is going to be able to really, not saying they're going to slow down that punted Texas passing attack, but I think they're going to be ready to play. And I think when you look at it overall, it's going to be somebody who's going to make a plays in the passing game. And I think the Washington secondary is going to play at a high level.
All right. Well said, sir. I just want to circle back to Texas. I forgot to mention their kicking game. That's going to be Burt Auburn. 52 of 52 extra points. Been great. But the field goal, watch out. 28 of 34. He's missed a handful this season. One from 20 to 29. He's missed three from 40 to 49. He's only 50% on 50-plus, 2 of 4. So always like to look at those, especially in these crucial games where special teams always plays a factor. So it's time for the final score, Vincent. For me, I'm going to have to go Hook'em Horns, University of Texas, the Longhorns. I think they'll get the win in this one. They have a solid team, and I think that just on paper, I think they're better on both ends of the ball. But obviously, I think Washington's a tremendous program. I just trust the Texas defense a little bit more at this moment. So final score in this one, give me the Texas Longhorns getting the W in this one, 34-28. Mr. Football, what's your final score in this game and in the Sugar Bowl?
I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. I'm taking the Washington Huskies. I think when you look at Michael Penix, I call him the left-hand Warren Moon. I think Washington 38, Texas 35, down there in the Sugar Bowl, down there in New Orleans, Louisiana, the Big Easy.
Yes, sir. It's going to be some good games, though. Yeah, they ring out the new year to kick it off, of course, on New Year's Day. It's going to be a fun one. Well, guys, we appreciate you as always tuning in, checking us out on our channel on Facebook and YouTube. And of course, check us out on our podcast as well. It seems our name, 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. Thanks to our friends at the Belief Podcast Network for hooking us up and having us have weekly content over there. Mr. Football Offensive Turner, always a fun time talking some college football with you. Like I said, I want to hear from you in the comments. Who's going to win this game? Is it going to be Texas? Is it going to be Washington? We will see in just a few days. Guys, enjoy your weekends, and we'll talk to you again on another.